Good morning, Agutriag Machsim and Tov Avos. I apologize for the delay. I think we left off here in Os Tes. We certainly want this week, if it's Hashem Bli Neder, to see the Parasha Hasheni about Asar Simei Tshuva, but for this morning, actually, providentially, what we're up to sort of converges with the Rabbeinu Yonah's discussion later in Shaar Hasheni about Asar Simei Tshuva. So for the moment, let's continue here. Rama Rama Sen Zechon and Vocha Ben Shishan Zikna. Rama Rama Sen Zechon and Vocha Ben Shishan Zikna Ben Shivim Laseva Ben Shmonim Ligura. Ben Tishim, it's clear from the Hemshech and Rabbeinu Yonah that the way he read the next word is not Lashuach, Lashon of being bent over, rather Lasuach. That became the Ben Meir Ki Ilu Meis V'Avel Batam Min HaOlam. So what did Chazal, what were they conveying with this sort of labeling of the different stages of a person's life? What's said in that line, I will say? Let's say a person was zocha to do tshuva b'bimei b'churasav. So then he's gonna be perfect. He's never gonna have to do tshuva again. Do tshuva when you're 20, and you'll be set for life, I will say. You'll never need to do it again. I don't know, Mistama for, no, I don't know, forgive my projecting here, but Mistama, Ki Odom Ein Tzadik, Bo'aretz Ashiyasa Tov Lo Yechta, I don't know, it refers to once in a person's lifetime? I don't know, I think it might mean a little bit more often than that. So what does Rabbeinu Yonah mean? The Shiyachshav Odom Al Kitza, the Shiyachshav Odom Al So what Ben Yonah means What Ben Yonah means is as follows. A person can be A person can embark on tshuva as a result of either of two stimuli. A person can embark on tshuva because a person is aware that he does a chait. A person, or not alternately, but really additionally, even though a person isn't confronted with the knowledge of chet, a person engages in a cheshbon ha-nefesh, and that cheshbon ha-nefesh, a cheshbon ha-nefesh which is on the one hand exacting in its details, on the other hand, also very much focuses on character traits, overarching principles of behavior, priorities, goals, values, etc. A person can engage in a cheshbon ha-nefesh even if the person is not, again, directly, immediately aware of a person reflects on his life. What Rabbeinu Yoni here is talking about Lechora to have a certain perspective on life. That's what Rabbeinu Yoni is talking about here in these lines. When he says that Chazal, by characterizing, classifying the decades, excuse me one second. But by that Chazal when they characterize each of these decades are looking to focus our attention, it means on the bigger questions of life. And that's what he means, that halavai, that the person doesn't need a birthday to approach the bigger questions of life as to what's important, what isn't important, what should my priorities be, what should my goals be. Halavai, that's something that a person thought about, reflected upon, and gained clarity in his youth. And it's tshuva on that level. Again, tshuva in terms of reflecting upon life, its opportunities, its blessings, what's meaningful, what isn't, what's important, what isn't, what one's priorities should be. That, if a person was zocher to b'mei b'churasa, so of course, ein odem tzedek b'artz sheyaseh tovah lo yachta, that the person is still gonna, he's gonna be nichshel, he's gonna when it seems to be approaching that one's time in Olam Hazeh is up, Yazov Chavtze Haguf V'Tavosav V'Yisake Nafsho. Uvahagiyo Limei Haseva Yosef L'Garish Milibo Inyan Olam. Okay. Ben Yonah clearly, even in a person's youth, is not recommending that a person be needlessly involved with Hefze Haguf. He's not suggesting that a person should needlessly be encumbered by Inyan HaOlam. So where's the room? Where's the potential for a person to intensify his efforts to take it to the next level as he reaches these later stages of life? So a couple of perspectives, not necessarily being comprehensive here. The right balance between the physical and the spiritual. A person should realize that that itself changes as he gets older. As a person gets older, and physically he moves away from the peak of Ben Shloshim Lakoach. So then both the Chefetz HaGuf and the Tzorgei HaGuf don't tax him as much. The demands they make are not as great. And a person should therefore be holding himself to a different standard. When a person is younger, there's more to think about in terms of Inyan HaOlam. When a person is younger, so he needs to think about his retirement account, and he needs to think about how he's gonna pay for his children's chinuch. A person is, but by virtue of the stage of life at which he finds himself, appropriately more, relatively speaking, involved with Inyan And Bahagili Meiseva means that there's just less and less of that that needs to occupy a person's attention and preoccupy his time. And the person should recognize that and make that shift. Sometimes we develop certain habits as a result of a certain set of circumstances, or as a result of being at a certain stage of life. And what Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us, among other things, we shouldn't just sort of mindlessly allow those habits to continue by virtue of inertia. It could be that the habits that a person developed in his age and stage appropriate in his teens, but not in his 20s. How much time does a person need to play ball as a healthy outlet? It's not necessarily the same amount. And the fact that a person had a healthy balance when he was 15 doesn't mean that when he's 25, that a healthy balance may translate differently. And that's true even, at these stages of life, which are in proximity to each other, which are close to each other. Halacha is kama v'kama, that the amount of time a person spends thinking about his investments in the market. So whatever may be appropriate at age 30 is not appropriate at age 70 or at age 80. And that's where, even without assuming that a person has ever been unduly and needlessly involved with Chefze HaGuf and Inyanei HaOlam, a person has to recognize that as the stage of life changes, the needs change. And because of that, a person needs to adjust his schedule and his allocation of time accordingly. Okay, so maybe we'll pick up here tomorrow in terms of the Shari Tshuva, and I hope Mr. Shem Gnadu will resume at 12 with Psachim. Okay, everybody, have a good, productive morning. Be well, be safe.